这时候我就请郭牧师上台来为我们传讲今早的信息。他所要讲的题目是：你会离弃你起初的爱心吗？
Good morning, greetings to everyone in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家早上好，奉救主耶稣基督的圣名向大家来问安。
What is the meaning of first love?
起初的爱是什么意思呢？
This is agape love.
这是 agape 的一个爱。
This is not the love that we have for our girlfriend or for our boyfriend.
那这不是我们对我们的男友或者女友的那样的一个爱。
It is also not like our parental love.
也不是我们的父母的对子女的爱。
This is the love that the Holy Spirit shed abroad in our hearts at the time of our salvation.
那这是我们在得救的时候圣灵浇灌在我们心里面的爱。
So the first love here would be the love of God that God has placed in every believer's heart.
那因此在这里起初的爱就是神在我们相信接受耶稣基督的时候他在我们安置在我们心里面的那个爱。
And that is why verse 4 did not say you and I have lost but left our first love.
那因此在第四节并没有说我们就是失去了那个而是离弃了我们起初的爱。
Once the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts, it remains there forever.
一旦神的爱浇灌在我们心里面，那他就会就是一直的停留在那里。
The Lord Jesus Christ charged the church at Ephesus for leaving the first love.
那主耶稣基督他责备这个以弗所教会。因为责备他们是离弃了起初的爱。
The word to leave is to neglect it.
那离弃的这字眼的意思就是忽略了。
We have the love, but we do not exercise that love.
我们拥有那个爱，但是我们没有把爱行出来。
The one who now ask us the question, will you leave your first love is the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这样的来问我们这个问题，说你会不会把起初的爱离弃的，那问这问题的那位是我们的主耶稣基督。
Revelation chapters 2 and 3, you realize that the Lord Jesus Christ will introduce himself very differently.
那在启示录的第二和第三章，你会发觉到说，主耶稣基督他在自我介绍的时候，那他是会很不同的来介绍自己。
These two chapters contain the seven churches.
那这两章的经文是包含着那七个教会。
Each of these seven churches have its own issues.
那这七个教会各自都有自己的一些问题。
And each and every one of them, the Lord Jesus Christ introduced himself very differently.
那在每一个教会，那主耶稣他在向他们介绍自己的时候，是很用很不同的方式。
The way that he introduced himself is directly related to the issue of that church.
那他是怎么样的来自我的称呼？那是跟他跟这些教会的关系是有直接的关系的。
The church in Ephesus has good points and bad points.
那在以弗所的教会，它是有优点，也有那不好的地方。
And so the Lord will introduce himself based upon what he will do to the bad points in that church.
那因此主他就会来按照他将要因着这个教会不好的地方来行的事借着这样来介绍自己。
The second church, that's Smyrna, from verse 8 to verse 11, is a church that has no bad points, only good points.
那第二个教会就是斯美纳的教会，是第八到第十一节，那它是只有优点却没有错处。
And the Lord Jesus Christ introduced himself to encourage them to keep on doing good.
那主耶稣就介绍自己的时候是用这样的来 勉励他们继续来把那就继续的来行好。
So the manner in which Jesus Christ introduced himself to the church reveals a lot of that particular church.
那主耶稣怎么样的在向这些教会来就是称呼自己的这显明就是这教会的光景就是很清楚显明这教会的光景。
So this is how we're going to study, God willing, the seven churches in Revelations 2 and 3.
那我们就是要沿着这样的一个方式来研读来查考这七个教会。
And so when we look at Revelation chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 7, regarding the church of Ephesus.
那因此当我们来看这启示录的第二章一到七节，关系到说这以弗所的教会的时候，
Their problem was leaving the first love.
他们的问题是因为离弃他们起初的爱。
And so the Lord introduced himself in this way. Look at verse 1. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, These things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks.
因此在这里，主耶稣基督他这样的来向以弗所教会来介绍自己，请看第一节，他这么说：你要写信给以弗所的教会的使者说，那右手拿着七星，在七个金灯台中间行走的说。
The seven stars refer to the angels of the seven churches, according to verse 20, Revelation chapter 1.
那七星是指着教会的七个使者，那这是根据启示录第一章二十节所说的。
The seven golden candlesticks refer to the seven churches as revealed to us also in verse 20 of Revelation 1.
那七个金灯台也是代表着那七个教会，那这也是在启示录一章二十节向我们启示的。
Now we know that the angels of the seven churches do not refer to the angels in heaven.
我们知道说那就是这七个教会的使者，那并不是指着那在天上的天使。
Angel simply means messengers.
那使者单单就是就是指着那就是替神来宣告信息的。
The last time we studied Revelation chapter 1, the reason why we say angels do not refer to the angels in heaven is because angels are never put in charge of church.
那我们上一回在查考第一章的时候，我们就说到说，那在这里的使者，那并不是指着天使，那是因为天使神从来没有让他来就是掌管教会。
The people have always been placed in charge of God's people.
那在神一直都是设立人来就是来管理人。
These people are God's people.
那这些的人是属神的人。
God's people look after God's people.
那属神的人来照管属神的人。
God gave them titles to describe their responsibilities.
那神赐给他们有不同的这衔头来描述他们的责任。
They are called elders or overseers.Deacons and deaconesses.
那他们是被称呼为长老或监督，那也称为执事，还有女执事。
They are the mature believers who will look after the less mature believers.
那他们是那些比较在属灵上就是成熟的，让他们来照管那些属灵上比较不成熟的。
They have all experienced God's grace and God's mercies in their lives.Because of salvation in Christ.
那他们因着接就是耶稣基督的救赎，在他们生命中都来就是经历神的主耶稣基督的恩典。
Angels in heaven have never experienced salvation of God's grace and God's mercy in Christ.
那天使在天上的天使是从来没有领受到神的救赎，那没有因着那样来。就是来经历神的这恩典与慈爱。
That's why God has always appointed God's people to look after God's people.
那因此神时刻都是来委托神的子民来照管神的子民。
And so when Jesus says, I hold the seven stars, the angels of the seven churches in my right hand, means I will hold them accountable for how they look after my children, God's children, I mean.
那因此当 主耶稣基督说他拿着这七星在他的右手的时候，那他的意思就是说他要来就是向他们来追讨，那他们照管神子民的这样的一个责任。And
Jesus Christ is walking in the midst of all the seven churches.
耶稣基督他就行走在这七个教会的当中。That
means two things. Number one, what Jesus Christ is writing to Ephesus, Jesus wanted the Christians in Ephesus to know. What I am teaching you, I teach to all the seven churches.
这意味着两个方面。第一方面就是主耶稣基督在这里来让以弗所教会来学习的这些呢。 那主耶稣基督要以弗所教会知道说，这也是主要让所有的教会来学习的。All
churches who believe in Jesus Christ, you must never leave your first love.
那所有这相信耶稣基督的教会，那你不应当离弃你起初的爱。The
second thing we notice is that Jesus Christ is not going to send an angel to walk among us, but he himself would do it.
那第二个方面是我们发觉到说，那主耶稣基督将不会差派一个天使来行在这七个教会的当中，而是他亲自的要行走在他们当中。So
when Jesus Christ says, I hold the leaders of the church in charge and how they look after God's children, I will be the eyewitness to evaluate them.
那因此当主耶稣说，他就是来委托这些领袖们，教会的领袖们来照管这教会的时候，那主耶稣是说他将会亲自的来查验他们所行的。
I hold all of them accountable when they have their board of elders meeting, when they have their session meetings. When all those who look after all the ministries of the church, Jesus Christ says, I'm walking in the midst of all your ministries.
那主耶稣说，那我将要就是追讨他们的责任，无论是在他们举行着长老理事会，或者是长执会的时候，那也主耶稣也告诉说，各样圣工的领导的领袖们，那主也一样的。 要他们来为着他们所委托他们带领的这些事工，主都要向他们来追讨他们的责任。All
the activities you plan for your ministries, all the topics of the messages that you plan for the feeding of God's children, and all the speakers you invite to minister God's word, Jesus Christ says, I will hold all the leaders responsible and accountable.
那你所安排的一些一切的这些节目活动，你所安排的这些讲道的信息，你所邀请的这些讲员，那主耶稣基督说，那我要就是向这些各个事工的领袖来追讨。
And so the Lord Jesus Christ says, verse 2, I know your works. I know your labor. That means you work very hard. I know your patience. I know how thou canst not bear them which are evil. I know how thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and that thou hast found them liars. I know thou hast borne, that is, you have carried, and you have patience. I know for my name's sake, you have labored and have not fainted.
因此在第二节主耶稣说我知道你们的行为劳碌，那也就是说你们很勤劳的来工作，那我也知道你们的忍耐，也知道你们不容忍恶人，也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来，你们也容忍你们也能忍耐，曾为我的名劳苦并不乏倦。
They were very very hard working.
他们都是非常的殷勤努力。
The church in Ephesus, they knew God's word very well.
那在以弗所的教会，他们对神的话语是非常的认识。
When you study the book of Acts, the church in Ephesus was one of the special privileged church.
当你在看《使徒行传》的时候，我们知道说这以弗所的教会，那他们是一个特别蒙福的一个教会。
It was privileged because the Apostle Paul was able to spend 2 to 3 years with them.
他们是那样的有那特权，有那样的一个蒙福，是因为使徒保罗能够在他们当中，就是花了大概2-3 years的时间在他们当中来服侍。
You realize that when you study the mission trips of the Apostle Paul, on an average, most of the time he was able to stay a few weeks in most cities because of persecution, he had to flee.
那我们若查考《使徒行传》的时候，我们会发觉到说，使徒保罗他在他的行程的当中，那许多的地方他都是只能够停留平均大概2-3 weeks, 那么他就得离开，是因为那些地方所面对的逼迫，那他也只能够这样的来喂养他们。
With the Apostle Paul's privilege staying with them for 2 to 3 years, Paul instructed them in the whole counsel of God as he testified in Acts 20.
那在使徒保罗能够在以弗所来停留2-3 years 的时间，那因此使徒保罗能够把神的一切的教义教导来教导他们，那是在使徒行传第20章让我们看到的。
And so because of their good strong foundation in God's word, Jesus said, I know you cannot bear them which are evil.
那因着他们对神的话语那样的一个稳固的根基有那样一个稳固根基，那因此主耶稣说，那我知道你们不能够容忍那恶人。
The more you know God's word, the easier it is for you to recognize evil when you see evil.
那你越是就是懂得神的话语，那你就是越容易来分辨邪恶，当你看到邪恶的时候，你就知道那是邪恶。
Their knowledge of God's word was so good that Jesus commended them by saying that you tried them who say they are apostles and you found them to be liars and they are not apostles.
那他们的对神的话语的认识是那么的稳固，那因此主耶稣就称赞他们说，你也曾经试验那自称为使徒的，他们不是使徒，那他们是骗子，那你也认出他们是虚假的。
Because when the Bible was in the process of completion, it's easy for someone to write an epistle and then sign it using the name of Peter or Paul or James.
那因为当圣经还在形成的当中，那人要来假冒使徒的名义，那就是写一封书信，那就是在署名的时候说是保罗是使徒彼得，那样是很容易能够这样的来做这些事情。
But the leaders in the church in Ephesus were very knowledgeable in God's word, and so they were able to identify these liars.
那在这以弗所教会的领袖们他们对神的话语是那样的清楚，因此他们是能够很容易的就来分辨出这些人的虚假。
They were also very courageous and remained steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, as you can see in verse 3.
那他们也是非常的刚强 勇敢，那他们也是坚固不摇动的来在神的施工上，那这是我们在这第三节来看到的。
These were all very good commendations from the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这些都是主耶稣基督给他们那很好的评语。
Do you know God's word very well?
你对神的话语熟悉吗？
You study God's word very diligently.
你是殷勤的来研读神的话语吗？
You serve the Lord very, very diligently.
你是不是殷勤的来服侍主耶稣基督呢？
You are involved in many ministries in the church.
你是在教会当中来参与许许多多的事工。
Jesus says, well done.
那主耶稣他说做得好。
Just like he said to the Christians in the church in Ephesus. Well done.
就像他对这在以弗所的教会的这些基督徒这样的就是来对他们说做得好。
And he walked in their midst and he says, I've seen it, I know it, and I commend you for it.
那当他行走在他们当中，他说我看见，我知道。那我因此称赞这一些。
But there is one big problem.
然而却是有一件有一个大问题。
And he mentioned that in verse 4 and verse 5.
那他就在第四和第五节提起这事。
Why are you doing all these things?
那你为什么是做这一些事情呢？
Why do you study the Bible so diligently?
你为什么这样殷勤地来研读圣经呢？
Why are you working and laboring so hard doing God's work?
你为什么那样的殷勤那样的来努力来服侍来做主的工呢？
Why do you want to point out the errors of these false apostles and call them liars?
那你为什么是要来就是指出这些假的使徒，那甚至是称呼他们为骗子呢？
The Christians in the church in Ephesus, their problem was very serious.
那在以弗所教会的这些基督徒，他们的问题是非常严重的。
Jesus says, Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee. Why?Because thou hast left thy first love.
那主耶稣说，然而有一件事我要责备你，那为什么呢？那就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
Your motive behind all your labor and all your careful understanding of God's word and pointing out the errors and liars of apostles, you did not do it with love.
那你所行的一切你就是殷勤的研读生的话，你就是殷勤的服侍，你来把这些假使徒给指出来，那你的做这些事情的动机并不是因着爱。
We know the love of God is always unconditional.
我们知道说神的爱都是无条件的。
You love everyone.
你爱每一个人。
You love also these liars who pretend to be apostles.
那你也爱这些骗子这些假冒为使徒的。
You love those who persecute you.
你也爱那些逼迫你的人。
So that when you rebuke them, admonish them, expose them, you do so with a tender, compassionate heart.
那因此当你来揭发来指正来指责这一些人的时候你所做的是是出自你那慈爱怜悯的心。
And when you do that with a heart of compassion and love, your approach will be gentle because you want them to repent and stop their sinning because you don't want to see them die in sin and end up in hell.
那当你这样的来行这些来指出来指责他们的时候，你是怀着那样的一个恩慈怜悯的心，那你会就是以较温柔的方式来行，那 你的用意是要让他们看到自己的错，愿意的来悔改回转，你不愿意见到他们继续的沉沦进入地狱。
Because these false apostles who are liars, they give trouble to the church.
那因为这些假使徒这些骗子他们就是带给教会许多的问题。
And as leaders,In the process of protecting the church, you have to debate and even argue with these false apostles.
那身为领袖，那为了保护，就是保护教会的信徒，那你需要的来，就是与这些的人来辩论，那来指出他们的错。
Emotionally, it is very tiring and draining.
那在情感上来说，那是非常的，就是疲惫，甚至花费很多的心力。
From a spiritual perspective, it is vexation of spirit.
那从属灵上来说，那更是，这就是在心中的那样的一个许多的这挣扎。
And this kind of argument and debate can be.Very tiring, and it may last not only weeks but even months.
那这样的一些争论辩论，那是非常使人劳累的。那不一定是只有几个星期，甚至是会就是延续到几个月或更长久。
And sometimes you cry to the Lord and ask the Lord, Lord, get rid of these people. Why don't you just simply take their lives?
那有的时候你会来向神来求告说，神啊，那为什么你不就是把这些给人给挪走，那你为什么就不是把这些人的命给取去？
Get rid of them so that your vexation of spirit will stop, your emotional tiredness will also stop.
那把他们挪去，那好叫你内心的那样的一个挣扎，你内心的那些的忧苦都能够来停止。
How do you want God to get rid of them?
你要神怎么样的把他们挪去呢？
Take their lives?
把他们的生命取去吗？
If they die like this, you know they end up in hell.
他们若是这样的来死去，你知道说他们最后是要落入地狱。
But if it is a motive of the love of God,
那若是这样的个动机是出自就是神的爱，
You will pray to the Lord to open their eyes so that they will repent of their sin and be saved.
那你就会来为着他们来祷告，那求神打开他们的眼睛，让他们能够看见，好叫他们能够来得蒙救赎。
And when your attitude is filledWith the desire for their salvation, the words you choose, the writing you choose, your approach toward them will be very different. It will be gentle, it will be meek, it will be kind.
那若你的出发点是这样子的话，那么你对他们的回应，你写给他们的，你告诉他们的，你所采用的字眼，就是会是非常温柔，良善的。
You will still be very firm. You will not compromise. But your whole attitude, your approach is you want them to be saved.
那你仍然就是会非常坚定的，那你不会也愿意来妥协，但是你整个的背后的用意就是要他来得蒙救赎。
Isn't that what not abandoning our first love requires us to do?
那岂不是就是我们不离弃起初的爱，不离弃起初的爱所对我们要求要我们这么做吗？
Was that not how God the Father and God the Son had always dealt with us?
那这岂不是父神圣父还有圣子是这样的时刻的这样的来对待我们？
Was that not what God revealed to us that He does not desire to send anyone to hell?
这岂不是神向我们启示的他不愿意一人沉沦？
That must be our motivation in everything that we do.
那这必须是我们的动机，在我们行任何每一样事情的时候， 那这应当是我们的动机。
Because if we do all these things that are mentioned in verses 2 and 3, and it is not constrained by love, we can become very legalistic, we can become very arrogant, we can become very, very judgmental in a very bad way, thinking that we are better than everyone else.
那因为若我们并不是这样的以这样的心态来行第二第三节所说的那一些，那我们会变得非常守律法主义非常的就是带着那样的一个审判甚至是高傲的心来行一切，以为说自己比任何人都好。
This happened for quite some time in the church in Ephesus.
那这样的事情在以弗所教会已经发生了好一段时间。
Paul was the first pastor who founded this church.
保罗是创办这教会的第一个牧师。
When he was in prison before the Lord took him home, he sent young Timothy around 64 AD to look after the church.
当他就是被关在牢里，那他就差派了就是他年轻的同工提摩太，那大概是在主后63、64年的时候，让他在那里来带领那教会。
The book of Revelation was written around 95 AD. That means 30 years later, Timothy might have been called home as well.
那启示录是写于大概主后95年，那已经是过了将近30年，很可能提摩太也已经蒙主恩召回到天家了。
This church had a lot of good pastors, grounding them in God's word.
那这个教会他们有许多好的牧师，那来让他们在神的话语上有根有基的建立起来。
Is our church like the church in Ephesus?
我们的教会是不是就像以弗所教会呢
？Strong in doctrine but lacking in love.
就是在教义上非常的就是刚强却是缺乏那爱。
And so what the Lord said to the church in Ephesus, the Lord is now saying to us this morning, verse 5. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and I will remove thy candlestick out of his place,Except thou repent.
那就因此主他也这样的，他对以弗所教会这么样的来说，也对我们教会这样的来说，就在第五节这边说，所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。
The candlestick refers to the light of witness.
那灯台就是指着那样的一个见证的光。
When God says, "I will remove thy candlestick out of this place," it means I will no longer be present to bless all your work and your ministry and your preaching.
那当主这么说，我把你的灯台挪去的时候，也意思就是说，我将不会在你们的当中来赐福于你们所行的那所做的各样的事工，所行的各样的事。
You can preach the gospel according to the Bible all you want, but the Lord says, "I will not use the gospel this church preaches to save sinners."
那你大可以就是照着神的话语，那来就是来传讲。但是神说，我将不会使用你所传讲的福音来就是让罪人来得救。
Because the preacher did it not out of love for sinners, he did it maybe because it's a duty.
那么因为传道的人那不是出自于爱来这样的来传讲，那因为他可能就是。出于责任这样的来做。
All the ministries in the church, whether it is Christian fellowship or the teaching and preaching of God's word, the Lord says, it will not be blessed by me. So therefore, all who come, they will not grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那一切的这些事工，那无论是团契的活动，或者是教导 神话语的事工，那主说他不会在当中来赐福，那因此那些来到当中的人，他们却不会领受到神的赐福，那他们不会在恩典主的恩典和知识上来长进。
Because all those who labor so diligently in the church, they did it out of many other reasons except the reason of love for the Lord Jesus Christ.
那因为那些在这教会里面殷勤的来服侍各样行各样服侍事工的这些人，那他们都是为着其他许多不同的原因，那来行这些，而不是为着主所说的那起初的爱。
Some may did it because they want to be seen as leaders.
那有些人可能他们那么做是要让人看到说他们是领袖。
They love the praises of men.
他们所喜爱的是人的称赞。
They love people to call them elder so and so, reverend so and so, deacon so and so.
那他们喜欢人称呼他为某某长老、某某牧师、某某执事。
When all that we do in the church that is not constrained by the love of the Lord, it will be man-centered, not God-centered.
当我们在教会里所行的一切，若不是出自于神的爱的激励，那将会就是以人为中心，却不是以神为中心了。
There will be those who will be very, very judgmental and very legalistic.
那当中会有一些是非常带着这样的一个批判性的，那是非常就是律法主义的。
They will go around lording over people rather than washing one another's feet.
他们会就是到处去，就是去那里去威胁人，而不是在那里彼此的来洗脚。
The Lord wanted to make sure that the Christians in the church in Ephesus do not go from one extreme to the other extreme.
那主他所愿意的是，那在以弗所教会的这些基督徒，那不是从那一个极端，就是走到另外一个极端去。
This love does not mean that you condone sin.
那这样的一个爱不是说你就包容。
This love means you love all that is good. You love all the people and you want them to be holy and righteous. But you must also balance this love with the right kind of hatred.
那这个爱是表示说你爱一切良善的，你爱这些人，你也就是有这样的一个愿意的心思，要他们来就是趋向于圣洁良善，而且这样的一个爱，那就是也包含着说对这些罪恶的恨恶。
And so Jesus commended them for the right kind of hatred in verse 6.
那因此主他就在第六节就是来称赞他们为着他们就是有那正确的厌恶来称赞他们。
Verses 2 and 3 describe all the good things that they did.
第二、第三节是描述他们所行的一切的良善。
Verse 6, the Lord Jesus Christ continued to commend them by saying, but this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate.
那在第六节，那主耶稣却是就是这么说，他说，然而你们还有一件可取的事，那就是你们恨恶尼哥拉一党人的行为，这也是我所恨恶的。
So Jesus Christ also hate the leaders and the Christians in the church in Ephesus, they also hated the Nicolaitans.
那这是这些尼哥拉一党的人，那是主耶稣所恨恶的，那在这以弗所教会里面的领袖他们也恨恶这些人。
What are the deeds of the Nicolaitans?
那些尼哥拉党的人到底是做了些什么呢？
The deeds of the Nicolaitans are based upon their teaching that they exaggerate Christian liberty.
那尼哥拉党他们所行的，那就是因为他们就是太过于就是过于夸张的来就是来看待那基督徒的自由。
For example, They say that now that we are Christians, we are able to do whatever we want and we will never lose our salvation.
那举个例子，那他们就这么说，哦，我们现在已经是基督徒了，那我们能够行我们所愿意行的一切，我们都不会失去我们的救恩。
You can smoke, you can drink, you can gamble, you can have a lot of tattoos on your body, you can do whatever you want, you can never lose your salvation, you are now free in Christ.
那你能够来就是来抽烟，来喝酒，来行许多的事情，甚至能够就是在身上有刺青，那这些，那你能够来自由的来行这一切，因为你不会你已经在基督里得到自由了，你不会失去这样的一个救恩。
This kind of hatred of the deeds of the Nicolaitans is also love.
那这样的对尼哥拉党的人的这些的恨恶，那其实这样的一个恨恶也是爱。
How is your first love?
你起初的爱如何了呢？
Will you leave your first love?
你会离弃你起初的爱吗？
We need to make sure that we love God with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind.
我们要确保说，我们真的是尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力的来爱我们的主。
That is our first love.
那是我们起初的爱。
This love is a gift from God that all believers have.
那这样的一个爱是神所赐给每一个信徒的，是每一个信徒所拥有的。
And so this morning the Lord says to us, "Will you hear my counsel?"
那因此今早晨主他来对我们说，那他问我们你是不是会来领受我给你的劝导
？Especially all the leaders in the church, take heed.
特别是在教会里的领袖应当的来注意。
He that hath ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. That is the Holy Spirit now who dwells in your heart, speaking to you. To him that overcometh, will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God.
那在这里的圣灵就向众教会。来说话，那就是内住在我们心里面的圣灵来对我们说：凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的，我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他们吃。
The tree of life refers to the tree of life revealed to us in Revelation chapters 21 and 22.
那生命树，那就是指着在启示录的第二十一和二十二章。那里所启示的那生命树。
It is the tree of life that is found in the new heaven and new earth inside the new Jerusalem.
那是在新天新地的新耶路撒冷里面，那里所看见所找到的这个生命树。
Here Jesus Christ called it the paradise of God.
那在这里的主耶稣基督把那称为是神的乐园。
That means everyone who is truly born again, with the Holy Spirit dwelling in his heart, he has the love of God, and he will now hear the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ and repent and make sure that he now loves God with all his heart, soul, strength, and mind.
那也意味着说每一个真实的蒙恩得救的人，他是有圣灵的内住，那他必定是愿意来听从主耶稣的劝导，那就是愿意的来悔改来认罪，那以至于他能够尽心尽性尽意尽力的来爱主的这样的来继续的来行神所愿的。
But if you do not listen, you do not want to overcome that part of you that say, no, I don't want to listen, then you will not have part in the tree of life.
那若你是不愿意来听，那就是说你不愿意就是来胜过在你里面的那一部分，就是说他说我是不愿意的来领受，那如果你是这样的话，你就跟这生命树无关了。
It is for those who in their heart that can overcome what their minds tell them, no, I won't listen. But he wants to listen. Those who listen, obey, and renew, and return to God in love, they will be in heaven.
那这就是那些 他们内心里 能够来胜过 那胜过他思维所他的脑海所说不愿意 但是他 内心能够来胜过这些 而他就是愿意的来听 那愿意的来回转 愿意的来更新 愿意的来悔改 那回到神的心意的里面 那这些人 他 就是能够进入乐园天堂那里
May God help us this morning to love him with all our heart, our soul, our strength, and our mind, and then love our neighbor as ourselves.
那愿神来帮助我们 让我们都尽心尽性尽力尽意的来爱主我们的神 那以至于我们能够来爱我们灵舍如同爱自己
Let us pray
那么起来祷告
Our merciful loving Heavenly Father
我们满有恩典满有慈爱圣天父
May thy Holy Spirit search all our hearts this morning
求主你的圣灵在这时候来查验我们每一个人的心
To help us, O Lord, to answer this question presented by the Lord Jesus Christ, honestly, whether we have left our first love.
好像我们能够真的是真诚的来回应主耶稣基督在这里所问的这一道问题，到底我们是不是已经离弃了我们起初的爱？
Forgive us, O Lord, of all our sins, if we have not loved thee with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind.
求主来饶恕我们，若我们没有尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力的来爱我们的神。
Help us, O Lord, as we come before Thee to repent of our sin when we have been so judgmental, focused so much on service and in the study of God's Word that we have forgotten to have the motive of love behind all that we teach, all that we do, and all that we say.
求主帮助我们，让我们真的是看到说，自己在这样的来研读、来行一切的你话语所教导的时候，我们却忘记了需要有这样的一个就是爱的出自爱的动机。
May thy Holy Spirit convict all our hearts that we may never leave our first love ever again.
求主的圣灵来教导我们，来指正我们，好叫我们不会离弃我们起初的爱。
In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we give thanks and pray.
奉靠耶稣基督最宝贵神圣的圣名，我们感恩祷告。
Amen.
Amen.